echo with such pathetic gratitude. The tears came into her eyes. "Don't worry," she said, to herself as much as the dog. "Everything's going to be okay." She closed the car door, let the rain wash her hands clean, holding them out, palms up as if in supplication, and rubbed them, semi-dry, on her ancient tan Burberry coat before settling behind the wheel once more. The dog, dripping onto Echo's formerly clean leather seat, eyed her with weary adoration. Echo started the car, and the combination of wet dog and her own soggy raincoat instantly fogged up the windows. "This is Arizona," she complained to her new traveling companion. "It's supposed to be dry." The dog sighed, as if to concur that nothing was as it should be. "You really are wet," Echo remarked matter-of-factly. She switched on the defroster, pulled the lever to open the trunk, and braved the elements again to get out the quilt she'd carried around with her since childhood. After bundling the dog, she peeled off her raincoat and tossed it over the seat before getting back in the car and buckling up. Cocooned in faded colors, the dog sighed again, lay down as best it could, given the disparity between its size and that of the seat, and was snoring by the time Echo pulled out onto Highway 10. 2.5 hours later, on the outskirts of Phoenix, she turned into the lot of a medium-priced chain hotel. The rain had stopped, and there was a muggy warmth in the night air. The dog sat up, yawning, the quilt falling away in damp folds. Echo assessed the creature again. "I was hoping to make it to Indian Rock tonight," she told her bedraggled passenger. "But I'm tired, and frankly, you stink. So I'm going to spring for a room, and we'll hit the road again in the morning. Wait here." The dog looked alarmed at the prospect of her departure and made a low, whining sound in its throat. Echo patted its filthy head. "Not to worry, Mutzo," she said. "It's you and me until we find your people." Grabbing her hobo bag, she got out of the car slowly, leaving a window cracked, and headed for the main entrance, hoping she didn't smell like the dog. "Good news," she said when she returned after 15 minutes, clutching a key card in hand. "We're in." The dog was so glad to see her that it leaned across and laved her face with its rough, meatloaf-scented tongue. "Of course, I did tell them you were a toy poodle." Echo drove around to the back and parked under a light. The dog politely paused to do its business in the shrubbery while Echo wrestled one of her suitcases out of the Volks. Inside, they slogged along a carpeted hallway to room 117 and entered. "You get the first bath," Echo told her canine friend, leading the way to the bathroom. As soon as she turned on the faucet in the tub, the dog leaped over the side and lapped thirstily at the flow. The showerhead was on a long metal tube, one of those detachable jobs, so Echo took it down from its hook and knelt beside the tub. Finished slurping, the dog sat down, watching her, its eyes luminous with trust. "What do you know?" Echo asked after considerable spraying. 10 pounds of dirt rolled down to the bottom of the tub and swirled around the drain. "You're a white lab, and female, too." The dog gazed at her soulfully, enduring. One more trial in a long sequence of them. Echo opened a tiny packet of soap and lathered the dog's coat. Rinsed. Lathered again. The soap bar wore away to a nubbin, so she fetched a bottle of shampoo from her cosmetic bag. More lathering. More rinsing. "You need a name," Echo said as she towel-dried the dog. "Since there's something faintly mystical and Lady of the Lake-ish about you. It's the eyes, I think." She paused, pondered, and decided. "I hereby dub you Avalon." Avalon, apparently understanding that the bath was over, leaped out of the tub and stood uncertainly on the mat for a few moments, as though awaiting a cue. When Echo didn't issue any orders, the animal shook herself gloriously, dousing her human companion, and padded out into the main part of the hotel room. Echo laughed, found the blow dryer, and plugged it into a wall socket. Avalon's snow-white fur curled endearingly.